They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
Mixed Markets.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. It's been 2 days since the big market plunge in Shanghai that triggered a global slump. This morning, major Asian markets retreated again. Shanghai closed down almost 3%. In Tokyo, the Nikkei closed down 150 points or 0.8%. European markets this morning have opened cautiously. Yesterday, Wall Street bounced back. Investors responded well to upbeat comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. The Dow climbed 52 points to 12,268. The Nasdaq eased ahead 8 points. It's at 2416. And the S&P added 7 points to 1406. One final point. The Dow Jones, publisher of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, is reportedly facing a flurry of lawsuits tied to Tuesday's stock market sell-off. You recall that's when the Dow was down less than it should have been due to a computer glitch, which lasted a little over an hour. When the system was corrected, the Dow dropped 178 points in less than a minute. The Times of London says plaintiffs will sue, arguing that the Dow exacerbated losses for investors by millions of dollars. Labor unions representing Airbus workers at factories in France and Germany are threatening further work stoppages. There were walkouts yesterday in protest over the loss of thousands of jobs under the company's restructuring. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The unions are right to worry, say the analysts. Airbus is planning to cut 10,000 jobs and more seems certain to go in the future. The company cannot afford to have the bulk of its labour costs in euros while much of its revenue is in dollars. The company wants to shift more of its work outside Europe. That's going to happen anyway, says Kieran Daly of Air Transport Intelligence. More and more of Airbus customers are demanding a share of the manufacturing.
Increasingly, it is those that work is going to go to the countries where the big aeroplane market is, and that is going to be China, eventually Russia, India to some extent.
Airbus's European workforce will come under additional pressure. The company says it wants to follow Boeing's example and outsource more of its component manufacturing. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
American Airlines has a loo for you. It's opening one seat in first class for coach passengers, the lavatory. Beginning today, folks in coach can use the Ford Lav when flying domestically or on flights leaving the U.S. There's a lot of talk on Capitol Hill these days about how much we're spending on the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Some cities are starting to complain it's costing them, too. Elisa Roth reports from New York.
Since September 11, 2001, 1,800 New York City employees have been called up for active military service. Anthony Weiner represents the boroughs of Brooklyn and Queens in Congress.
When we start to crunch the numbers, we realize it's taking a very large toll on cities like New York.
That's because cities like New York, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles choose to make up the difference in pay between city salaries and military ones as a courtesy to military families. Weiner says that's cost New York City taxpayers more than $57 million so far. And that figure doesn't include the price of hiring replacements or of paying coworkers overtime to get the extra work done.
I think the federal government has an obligation not just to pay the direct bills, but to pay the indirect bills as well.
Weiner's proposing legislation that would force the Defense Department to pay back cities like New York. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Blockbuster has its eye on online moving downloading company MovieLink. Buying that company would give Blockbuster a quick entree into the download business. It would also help it compete with Netflix, which just launched its own online system back in January. The Wall Street Journal says Blockbuster would pay less than $50 million in cash and stock.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By Medtronic, offering information to learn about sudden cardiac arrest and available life-saving therapies at Medtronic.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation,
helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
It's not quite spring, but Major League Baseball teams are in the midst of spring training. But this isn't just a time for players to work out the winter rust. There's lots of business decisions that are made. A big one is happening for the Los Angeles Dodgers, who plan to move their training camp from Vero Beach, Florida, to Glendale, Arizona in 2009. David Carter is the executive director of the USC Sports Business Institute. I asked him about the financial benefits for the Dodgers with this move.
Well, the Dodgers, I think, see it a couple of different ways. They're going to be sharing this new complex in Glendale, Arizona, which opens in 2009 with Chicago White Sox. I think there are several things that are really in it for them. First of all, there will be real estate development opportunities around that stadium that they're going to be able to generate some cash from. And I think also, because it's a state-of-the-art stadium, you're going to have the opportunity for them to sell more merchandise, for them to sell more tickets. And again, you're going to have a much more fan-friendly experience. And also, I think what's important this time around is the Dodgers are going to have a chance to utilize this facility year-round. They're going to be the ones that are going to be booking it. They're going to be the ones that are taking some of the financial risk involved, and they're the ones that are going to be keeping the financial rewards, whether those new events year-round are concerts or other sporting events. So I think there are some real unique elements to this for them.
Now, this real estate opportunity, these commercial ventures, is this something new that the Dodgers are involved with? Are other baseball teams doing similar things?
I think not just in spring training and not just in baseball, but I think throughout sports, you're seeing these team owners and these franchises saying, hey, we need a great backdrop to entertain our sponsors. We need a great hook to make sure that our season ticket holders have a great fan experience. So why not invite them to spring training? And I think the teams understand that these new complexes really give them a chance to conduct business development. And so no longer is it just a place to hold a ball game, but it's a place to build your brand and make a little bit of money along the way.
A lot of people may have never heard of Glendale, Arizona. What makes it such a great draw?
Well, I don't think this is really about Glendale, Arizona so much. I mean, certainly there's been a lot of sports building out in that neck of the woods, but it's the Cactus League that's been thriving. I mean, over the course of the last decade or so, the number of Major League Baseball teams that have been calling Arizona home and the Cactus League home has grown dramatically from 8 to 14 teams. And so there's been a real expansion in the Cactus League, and I think that Arizona and Glendale in particular is taking real advantage of that.
David Carter is the executive director of the USC Sports Business Institute. You might feel like you're in spring training with your busy schedule. Bring us along. Check out our podcast by going to our website. It's marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.